This is MSO News Sports, joined by St. Mary's Athletic Director and Head Girls Basketball Coach Jeff Newhall. Jeff, we're at the gym here at St. Mary's, and we're getting ready. You're getting ready for the 2017-18 season. What's the outlook?
Well, we are getting ready. We have a game tomorrow night. I think it's opening night on the North Shore. Our boys and girls are playing a doubleheader. We have Saugus, and the boys have Brighton. So we have a lot to do in the next 2 hours to get ready for tomorrow night. But you know, anytime the season's getting underway, whether it's football, soccer, golf, basketball, hockey, baseball, it's an exciting time when it kicks off because, as you know, as someone who broadcasts and works the seasons, once they start, it seems like they're done 2 days later. So, you know, we're optimistic. We have a pretty good team. But as always, our league is going to be extremely tough, and we've got a very challenging non-league schedule. So we're looking forward to it.
What have you lost, and what do you have back, so to speak?
So we lost three players. We lost our center and our forward. One was 6'2", Tammy Fillet. She got a full scholarship to Assumption. Amanda Iducey was 6'1", forward. She's at UConn, not playing, but in the School of Pharmacy. And then Mia Nowicki, who was a scholarship softball player, was our point guard. So all three of those were four-year varsity players. So we lost some good kids, some good basketball players, good athletes, and, you know, experience that's hard to replace. Newcomers, we do have two or three freshmen that we're relying on, hope to rely on. We have a transfer from Revere, Pam Gonzalez, who's we're looking for big things from. Olivia Nazir is our lone senior, three-year starter. She's within 70 points of 1,000. Returning starter, guard Gabby Torres from Peabody. And then some kids that came off the bench last year are going to have to do more, whether it be start or come off the bench in quicker coming off the bench would be Ashley Sullivan, Christina Nowicki, Nicolette Dietria, Michaela Johnson. So I'm sure I'm missing some names in there. Yeah. But, you know, we're optimistic, but we have a long way to go.
So tell me about the league this year. I mean, as you said, it is a tough league, but what's the update on the league?
Well, you know, Cathedral and Archbishop Williams shared the league title last year. Cathedral won the state title in Division 4. Williams won it in Division 3. Arlington Catholic lost in the state final in Division 2. So Cathedral and Williams have quite a bit coming back, so I would put them at the top of it. And then from there, it's really anyone's game. I mean, we finished third a year ago at 6-6 with Arlington Catholic, and I consider that to be pretty good considering what was there last year. But, you know, there's 12 games, and I was talking to the Arlington Catholic coach this afternoon, and the scary part about our schedule is, could you go 9-3 or 8-4? Yeah, you could go 3-9 and 4-8 as well, and then the tournament becomes in jeopardy. So it's a grind every night. So we'll see what happens with that.
Last question. What about that? You mentioned Saugus in the non-league starting on Friday. What other non-league games do you have?
We have the Lynn tournament with Classical and English and Swampscott. We have Tewksbury non-league. We're going to a tournament in Brooklyn, New York. We have our own tournament, which has Amesbury in it, which we lost to in the state tournament. Essex Tech and Wilmington. We're playing Bishop Feehan, who's been in the top two in the state pretty much for the last 3 or 4 years, and Nauset from the Cape. So all higher division teams, and again, we're going to be challenged every night.
Good. Jeff, good talking with you, and good luck.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Jeff Newhall, girls basketball coach, head and athletic director here at St. Mary's High School on MSO News Sports.